from the WGXE Newsroom. This is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, January 1st, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Jeff Wagoner in Capital Confidential is reporting that state workers who blow the whistle at their workplace will be protected under a bill signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo earlier this week. Whistleblowers no longer must first notify their supervisors of potential improper activity. Cuomo said in a press release, and I quote, "I anticipate continuing discussions with the legislature in the 2016 session regarding any additional legislative changes that may be warranted," end quote. The union's president, Wayne Spence, called the bill a, and I quote, PEF legislative victory, end quote. The union said possible whistleblowers may not feel comfortable reporting to a supervisor they believe is also corrupt. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Catskills Bridge Street Theater unveils a marquee over its main entrance at 3 p.m. on January the 2nd. Congressman Chris Gibson, State Senator George Amador, and other officials will be at the theater for the unveiling. The theater, a former empty warehouse, has been open for two seasons of plays, music, and community meetings. Caroline Revin, a magician, performs there next weekend. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced $10 million in public safety answering points operation grants throughout New York, with local counties getting around $150,000 to improve 911 emergency response and dispatching. Cuomo said, and I quote, "In an emergency, every second counts. With these investments, we're helping to ensure our first responders have resources they need and access to the most up-to-date technology available in order to better respond to New Yorkers in their moment of need," end quote. Locally, here are the totals. Albany, $233,382. Columbia, $160,509. Delaware, $154,732. Dutchess, $165,211. Greene, $151,052. Rensselaer, $177,903. Schoharie, $149,001, and Ulster, $154,511. Now here's Andrea Sears reporting for New York News Connection from Public News Service on medical marijuana dispensaries.
Medical marijuana dispensaries could open in New York State next week, but patients may still be waiting to get access. The Compassionate Care Act, signed into law in July of last year, set January 5, 2016 as the target date for up to 20 dispensaries to open statewide. But Julie Netherland of the Drug Policy Alliance says the State Department of Health didn't launch the system to register and train doctors until last October, and patient registration just opened last week.
So that leaves patients very little time to find a physician, to get certified by that physician, and then to apply to the State Department of Health for a patient ID card.
The Department of Health has also not published a list of doctors trained to certify medical marijuana patients, making it difficult for patients to identify a qualified physician. Since the state passed its medical marijuana law, Beverly McLean, a cancer patient who championed the bill, has died without ever being certified to use the drug. And Netherland points out that access can literally be a matter of life or death to some children who have a severe form of epilepsy.
Medical marijuana, in some cases, can really reduce both the number and severity of those seizures. And that can be life-saving for these young kids because any one of these seizures can take their life.
Netherland says at least three children have died from epileptic seizures in New York in the past 18 months. New York only lists 10 illnesses that qualify for medical marijuana and restricts the forms available to capsules, oils, and liquids. Smoking and edible products are not allowed, and there will only be 20 dispensaries in a state with 20 million people covering 54,000 square miles. Netherland maintains that regulating medical marijuana is necessary, but of the 23 states that allow its use, New York is one of the most restrictive.
And I think what we've seen in New York is they have tipped the scales too far and over-regulated the program to such a degree that it really can restrict patient access.
Last month, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the Medical Marijuana Emergency Access Bill, intended to get marijuana to critically ill patients more quickly. But the Drug Policy Alliance says so far there's no indication that the law has had any impact. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
And finally, it is New Year's Day, and the Daily Freeman has a rundown of how various services will be affected. Amtrak will be on modified schedule. Banks will be closed. County offices will be closed. Federal offices closed. Financial markets are closed. Greene County Transit will have no service today. There is no mail service also. Metro North, hourly service on all lines. Schools are closed. State offices are closed. Trailways is on a holiday schedule. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of snow showers after 3 p.m. today. Mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 38 degrees. The chance of precipitation is about 20%. For Friday night, a slight chance of snow showers before 4 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 24 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Friday night is 20%. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Saturday, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 36 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 25. On Sunday, isolated snow showers after 8 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 37 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 19. Sunrise today was at 7:24 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:34 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the first day of January 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a good new year.